North America, South America, Asia, Australia, Africa, Europe, Antarctica, and of course the entire Caribbean diaspora. You all welcome back. You all have been patiently awaiting me as I transition into embarking or re-embarking on this podcasting journey. Thank you all so much. I'm slowly easing in. I have so much to talk to you beautiful souls about. So much inspiration, so much changes has undergone in the past 8 months. Has been a challenge, has been a journey, has been an awakening experience, has been a growth, has been painful, tremendous greatness, you know, and the only man that made it possible. I call him Jesus, I call him God, you may call him Allah, Muhammad, I don't care what you call him, but that spiritual, powerful entity that guides and lead my journey, I call him God, you know. And today this dawned on me that us here right now in this present moment that are doing everything that we can do with our 84,600 seconds that we have in each day, we have a responsibility to use that 84,600 seconds precisely and not wasting it, because it's ours. If it goes over to the next day, we don't get interest on it, you know? So it's our responsibility to use that time wisely, to spend that time wisely, and to grow into the version of ourselves that we want to show up fully present in this realm of dimension. I don't care which situation or what circumstances you are undergoing right now. It is your responsibility to show up fully authentically as you are. It may be challenging. It may be smooth. It may be easy. But show up. How, one may ask, how do I show up when at times the world may kick me down and I may not have the strength? I said, even when that happened, face it head on. Face it head on with everything you have. Perfect example I'm going to share with you. I remember 2 years back, I was in the Americas, you know, and I was going through a personal spiritual phenomenon, you know, and some may classify it as a psychedelic experience with oneself when you don't know what happened, but you have that level or that experience of vulnerability, and you experience shame in such an authentic way where you show up fully as you are and you get to worthy, as Tyler Perry said. Like, it's like you get to worthy. And I remember some friends invited me out to a party, and I didn't want it to go because it was to the time that I was thinking to embark on higher education, you know, moving on to my second degree, that of my Master's of Art in Business Management, which got done this year. Thanks be to God. It was only him and phenomenal sister friends that were there as well to guide me on the journey, that believe in me, even when I didn't believe in me. People like Aunt Naja, people like Kimberly Thomas, people like Chantel Grant, people that gave me word of ubiquitous strength, you know, that they just keep pouring over my experience, over my journey. Thank you all, ladies, so much. But I remember as I was in that event, you know, and I just didn't feel like I belong anymore. You know, I love my culture, I love the dancehall and everything and stuff like that, but I just didn't feel I belong, because it was a setting where it was like super aggressive with high tension of negative masculinity, where it was a space where you just, it's like a competition of a space where the group of us male that were there, we like competing to see how many ladies we can sleep with, and throughout the course of the night, like a a competition in a sense. And I don't know what was happening to me, but that wasn't fun to me anymore. You know, and I was just there, and I just remember a high sense of like a voice come over me and say to me, leave. You know, and I don't know, sometimes when we listen to our inner voice, it's the most liberating experience ever, because that means you show up for yourself fully with love. And we have to remember that love also sounds like love to the words and the voice that we say to ourselves and how we show up for ourselves. Fast track, I don't know what happened. I just slipped out of the event, out of the party, and I left. And I will not say the next day there was such a chaotic, not chaotic, it was a catastrophic experience that night at that event. Numerous negative activity happens and police got involved and stuff like that. And I don't know who protected me from that event, but I left. And even when the next day people were like mouthing you and saying, oh, what happened? That's not the Ashanti that we know and stuff like that. And I was bold enough and brazen enough to say that the Ashanti that you know to this group of guys is not even the Ashanti that I know, because the Ashanti that you know is the Ashanti that was created, is an aspect of Ashanti, the personality that I created to fit into the stereotype of the personality that I know that you guys would like. I didn't say so much of a word to these people, but I just smile and I nod and I say, oh, I wasn't feeling it, you know. But the internal conversation that I was having to myself, I was like, wow, we're such a unique being. Many a time we create personas to please other people, to please the society. You know, even when you are not a womanizer and that is the environment that you are around or the company that you are around, you will create that personality to please those people. And the inner conversation that you have with yourself will show up, because deep down, the core of who you are, the soul, the pure, authentic soul that enables us to connect with God, knows that that is not who we are. And it show up many a times in so many ways. And we have to give in at times and free ourselves and liberate ourselves from ourselves. Sometimes we have to listen to our voices, and sometimes we have to shut up our voices too, because we have to remember, first thing first, that all of us are spiritual being having a human experience, you know. And the human experience that we have, it can be beautiful and it can be catastrophic. We choose our hard. When I say we choose our hard, I am saying that as spiritual beings, we have a universal power, I believe, that is guiding our experience. And I always say, I'm not discriminating anyone. You know, every religion and every creed I see as equally as Christianity, as Judaism, as Muslim, all of us, whatever our spiritual practice is, I just believe that we all must have a spiritual practice. You know, and that spiritual practice helps to lead our experience here on earth, because at the core of who we are, we're just spiritual being having a human experience. And it is up to each and every one of us to show up fully. Even if you don't figure out who you are as yet in this current or in this present moment, when you're not showing up fully as who you are, you will know, because innately you will have that feeling that this isn't me, or this is not how I want to present myself. in the society. I say all of this to say to you, soul searchers, God's children, your mother's children, all of us human beings, to say to you, pull up. And when I say pull up, I'm saying pulling up for you. Pull up. Move forward. Fall forward all time. Fall into you. Fall into you. Because making the decision, the conscious decision to fall forward and fall into you, can be liberating. Because it's a place where you get, where you say, no one will mistreat me. I will not mistreat me. I will show up for me with love. I will show up for me with kindness. And when you do that, the human experience is more phenomenal. Because people start to wonder, what is that light exuberating from you? What is that light? Something about that person is different. Something about that person is unique. Show up. You will be in situation where it is hard, and you will be in situation where you are double thinking and saying, oh, I should have been silent. I should have said more. I should have said less. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Once you make a conscious decision to show up fully who you are, the power that being, I call it God, will guide you. It will guide your words, will guide your step, will guide your every walk. Just show up, man. Show up, sisters, brother friend, sister friend, uncle friend. Everyone, just show up. Try it. As you go throughout the course of this week, show up fully who you are with you. Situation where you would normally be silent because you think that silence is the way, you know, out. Sometimes you being silent can be seen as complicit. And sometimes you not speaking up, they may see you as defensive. But choose your heart. Choose your heart. It is like this. Being poor is hard. Being rich is also hard. Being silent is hard. Being outspoken is hard. Choose your heart. Choose your heart. Brothers and sister friend, show up, 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 show up.